This weekend here in the U.S., it's football playoff time. One of the marquee NFL matchups pits the Green Bay Packers against the San Francisco 49ers. The game will be in Wisconsin, but as the world's Jason Margolis tells us, Packers fans are everywhere around the globe, and they're planning to gather to watch the big game together.
Say you find yourself in Port Douglas, Australia, or Bogota, Colombia, or Bang Lamong, Thailand this Sunday, and you really, really want to watch the Packer game with some fellow Packer backers. No problem. Just go to the website packerseverywhere.com.
Hello, Dave here.
Dave runs an officially sanctioned Packer bar in Ontario, Canada.
David Duval.
David Duval. So in the name of the bar is the Doghouse Sports Bar and Eatery?
No, that's another doghouse. It's a friend of mine owns that one. My bar's name is just The Doghouse.
Okay. If you want to go to just The Doghouse, you'll see Packer paraphernalia all over the walls.
Go Pack, go.
But if The Doghouse isn't exactly your style and you're in Ontario on Sunday, fret not.
Well, there's a few bars in the Sudbury area that are Packer backers. In fact, it's got quite a following. The Packers do.
This sort of makes sense. Green Bay isn't too far from Ontario. But how do you explain this guy?
I'm the only Packer bar south of Mexico.
That's Dan Kozowski. He owns the Coconuts Sports Bar in Costa Rica. That's Coconuts with a Z at the end. Kozowski is originally from Appleton, Wisconsin. He says when he moved to Costa Rica, the Packers came with him.
It's not just a fan base. It's a way of life. I have a big Green Bay Packer tattoo on my chest, right above my heart.
Besides fulfilling his mission of proselytizing the pack in Central America, Kozowski quickly learned that opening a Packer bar there was also a good business move.
I can seat 300, and I'm packed every Sunday.
That also includes fans of other teams as well, mostly Americans and Canadians. But Kozowski says his fellow cheeseheads dominate the crowd.
You know, I love the pack so much that I would let them date my daughter.
I love them so much that I would let them date my wife.
You...
That's from the Second City Network, actually making fun of Packer fans. Still, what's going on here? To try and understand this globalized Packer nation, I called the most dedicated fan I know, a man with, by most accounts, an unhealthy Packer obsession, my cousin, David Margolis. David is a pediatric oncologist in Milwaukee, but not on fall Sundays.
Our call schedule here at our hospital is built around the Packer schedule.
In full disclosure, I'm a 49ers fan. David offered a few theories why the Packers are so beloved worldwide. First, he says people love a winner.
Internationally, people recognize excellence, and Packer football is the definition of NFL excellence.
Second, David thinks people abroad are sold on the mythology of the frozen tundra and the last professional sports team located in small-town America.
Lambeau Field is the skyline of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and there's nothing better in the world than a Packer game at Lambeau Field.
He's taking his two daughters to the game on Sunday. Expected wind chill, 51 degrees below zero. Have fun, Dave. My next call was to a poet from Wisconsin who lives in Chile, Todd Temkin. Temkin helped get the Chilean seaport of Valparaiso named a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
The World Heritage Protection Program is not just about the preservation of tangible heritage. There's now a program called Intangible Heritage.
And the intangible Stay with me here. He's going to turn the corner.
And I do think in many ways the Packers do represent a certain intangible heritage, just the way they are woven into the fabric of everyday life of people from the state of Wisconsin, the sense of identity that people have with them. You know, it's a bit of a reach, but...
Not completely. The Wisconsin Historical Society recently released a book about the Packers. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.